How popular was the Nazi regime? How much opposition was there? Answers to these questions are far from straightforward. Immediately, the questions raise other questions. How do we measure popularity in a ruthless police state where those prepared to risk open and vehement criticism could find themselves in a concentration camp or worse? Obviously, there were no opinion polls or free elections. So we have to gain an impression, but no more than that, from sources that are very difficult to interpret. The regular reports on the mood of the people from agencies of the regime, hardly unbiased accounts. Or reports from the suppressed and illegal opposition parties, particularly the Social Democrats, also a loaded source. And how do we define opposition? Are minor shows of dissent, like refusing to give the Heil Hitler greeting, opposition? Even such behaviour could attract reprisals, so that in that sense they are. But if opposition, it did little to challenge the regime and was of a totally different order to someone plotting to kill Hitler. Obviously, the wider the definition, the more opposition the Third Reich will find. If we narrow it to attempts to bring down the regime or plan for a post-Nazi society, then, self-evidently, we'll find far less of it.